mother, father, sister, brother, also known as MFSB. The song is entitled My Mood. You know, we were talking some time ago about our climate change and our water shortage, and we were focusing on Jordan, courtesy of BBC, and taking a look at some, well, I want to say innovative, certainly some interesting ways of tackling the issue. And we're going to resume that discussion now later. Today, we want to take a look at what's happening with regards to the NBA, the National Basketball Association, of course, the NBA and diversity. They're doing some interesting things there. We have been needing more diversity in the NBA for quite some time. It's happening slowly but surely, but it is happening. So I'll have an interesting story to share with you, like I said, later on today. So be on the listen out for that. With regards to what's happening with our climate, what's happening with our water, one of the things that Joachim Hogue, who's president of the Sahara Forest Project Foundation, says is that we really can't see climate change as just an isolated challenge, because there is so much connected to climate change, including, for example, water production and food production. Yes, what's happening with our climate has a direct impact on what's happening with our water and our food production. You need to progress those issues together with tackling climate change. And the response to that was, you know, let's take what we have enough of to produce what we need more of. Will it work that way? And think about it now. All this information is being made available to our decision makers, whether they're in politics or in business. All of this information is being made available. It has been made available for a long, long time. And we know that there are grave concerns about what we're going to do when it comes to having enough water to drink, enough water to take care of our crops, enough water for so many absolute essentials of life. But unfortunately, we have a lot of people who seem to be committed to either maintaining the status quo, which they know is going to lead us down the path of scarcity and famine, and as a result, more chaos, and refuse to follow the leads, the dictates, the directions, the guidance of those who are saying, look, not only will we be experiencing a greater prevalence of climate change, but these will be the results. These will be the consequences of that climate change. And the people who seem to be committed to bringing about that disaster, those disasters, keep right on going, pushing in the same direction they've always pushed in. But when it comes to Jordan, one resource that they need more of is water. Remember, some people are saying, let's just take what we have enough of in order to produce what we need more of. And Jordan needs more water. The second most water-poor nation in the world. And they have less than 150 cubic meters of water per person per year. Now, to kind of give you a perspective of what that's saying to us, they have less than 150 cubic meters of water per person per year in Jordan. In the U.S. of A., we have more than, and we're hurting now. Our water is becoming more and more scarce, but we still at this point have more than 9,000 cubic meters of water per person per year. Again, 9,000 compared to less than, well, actually more than 9,000 compared to less than 150 cubic meters per person per year. Part of the problem in Jordan is that the country is three quarters desert. But another problem is agriculture. Farming soaks up half of Jordan's water supply, but it only contributes 3% to the country's gross domestic product. But here's the thing. Jordan has plenty of sunshine. On average, Jordan gets about 330 days of sun per year out of 365 days. 330 days of sun per year for an hourly average of between 5 and 7 kilowatts of energy per square meter. That is enough to power 100 traditional light bulbs, 10 washing machines, or perhaps most relevant for Jordan, one air conditioner. They get about 330 days of sun per year for an hourly average of between 5 and 7 kilowatts of energy per square meter. That's one reason that the U.S. government's International Trade Administration calls renewable energy one of Jordan's best prospect industries. Jordan also has seawater, well, sort of, though mostly landlocked, with its access to the Mediterranean separated by Israel and Lebanon. 26 kilometers of the country borders the Red Sea. That's not much coastline, but with the approach being taken by the Sahara Forest Project, that may be all it needs. The project's coast concept is elegant in its simplicity. Jordan's solar energy desalinates the seawater, gets the salt out of it. The desalinated water grows the crops, and the runoff cools the greenhouse. And the crops help plow carbon from the atmosphere back into the soil. So, you got three things tackled at one time. And along with being a sustainable use of resources, the project could bring another benefit. Once scaled up and commercialized, especially if its methods are adopted by other farms in the country, it could give Jordan another list of valuable exports. Currently, the country imports 98% of its food. Wabs Kandati says that Jordan is dependent on food imports. He works across the region, but isn't involved with the Sahara Project, and says that water is really the shortage. If you can't depend on the rain, but you have a reliable water supply with this desalinated water, then if you have adequate funding and master the techniques, you can go produce food and even become an exporter of food instead of an importer of food. What do you think? Desalinating the water, coming up with a surefire way to get the salt out of the water. Egypt and other countries have been working on this for a while. Think it holds promise? Let's take a look at this. Climate change and our water supply. Remember, America is not immune to the water shortages. Maybe we can get some ideas of how to handle our own water shortage by taking some notes from some of these other countries, even if they're still in the experimental stages of what they're doing.